Also eine Sache, die Sie anspricht, hast du mal geschaut, Herr, wir denken ja, dass dieses, was wir da jetzt haben, angeblich Covid, auch ansteckend ist. Aber Sie verbindet das sehr mit 5G. Hast ihr mal geschaut, ob bei euch in der Umgebung in letzter Zeit diese 5G-Türme aufgebaut wurden? Die haben sie ja unglaublich aus dem Boden geschossen, die ebenfalls für die ähnlichen Symptome sorgen. Das ist die Frage. Ne? Was verursacht letztendlich tatsächlich diese Symptome?
Also das ist mir nicht aufgefallen mit dem 5G, aber was mir aufgefallen ist, ist schon, dass es oft vielleicht eine elektromagnetische Übertragung ist. Zum Beispiel auch andere Freunde von uns, also auch das Team selbst, also bei uns war es so, es hat so ausgesehen, es war jemand bei uns, der war verkühlt und verschnupft und war aber schon geimpft und hat gedacht, er kann nicht anstecken. Und es sieht so aus, als hätten wir alle von ihm das sozusagen bekommen dann. Aber eine unserer Teammitglieder, die war zu Hause und die war mit niemandem zusammen und die hat es auch gekriegt.
Aha,
ist auch spannend. Also gibt es eine Verbindung noch, eine mentale oder eine geistige?
Yeah. What he says is, he is not aware of 5G, he isn't sure, but what he says is, there has been someone in the office who got the shot already, had some symptoms, and after being there, he thought he cannot infect anybody because he got the shot. But he infected everybody. And one of Gerhard's team members, one of his members was at home. She wasn't in contact with anybody, but yet got ill.
Right. Okay. So I would say then he probably, that's what I classify as spike protein illness. Okay. Again, it's a toxin. It's a genetic toxin. The same people that are bringing us this developed self-disseminating immunogenic contraceptives. It was for animals. And what it is, you'd get a shot, you'd get a vaccine. They gave it to mice in Australia to get rid of the mice population. Apparently there are a lot of mice. It would sterilize the mice by damaging their ovaries. Mm-hmm. Then the mice would be let loose into the population. Then they would brush up against other mice. They rub up against them. It's not airborne. It's just rubbing up. And then they would get sterilized and they would get the vaccine into them, reproduce it, and send it to the next generation of mice. And it went down about three generations. I had the exact same experience that Gerhard is talking about. Mm-hmm. I got shed on by a patient at work. She gave me her vaccine spike proteins. I took them home. My husband, who is a computer guy that works in our basement, doesn't go anywhere mostly during the day, gave it to him and he got sick. I got a little bit sick. He got a lot sick.
Yeah.
After about a week. I had it for about a week after I got shed on. I got sick for about a week, not much, just a little diarrhea, not feeling good. And then he got true COVID. He got the classic, what we call COVID, but it's actually spike protein toxicity.
Right.
And does it mean that we are getting sterile if he once get shedded?
Well, so then I would ask and I would check. This is Wolfgang Woldark, one of your famous doctors. Before this vaccine came out, he pleaded with the EMA. He and Michael Yeadon, the former vice president of Pfizer, pleaded with the EMA not to roll this out. He said, it's looking like it could cause antibodies to the placenta of women. Well, and the Japanese showed this vaccine collects 64 times in the ovaries versus the skeletal muscle.
Mm-hmm.
So it does look like it's causing miscarriages. It's causing sterility already that we're seeing. That's a potential. We don't know yet. We don't have enough data, but that's what they did purposely. We know they can do it purposely to mammals. Okay, we've had that experiment done in Australia. So I don't know, but that's why I actually on my website, if any of Gerhard's family, for example, or friends are symptomatic, they're having women report lots of changes in their menstrual period and bleeding, unusual bleeding. I had a nosebleed. If any of that happens, I believe you need ivermectin at therapeutic doses for 5 days and then maybe weekly for a while to get over this, because your body's now producing this stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's ugly.
Also, was es in deinem Fall war, Gerhard? nennt man so eine Spike-Protein, ne, Übertragung, dieses Chatting, was wir auch schon mehrfach angesprochen haben, dass diese Person, die da bei euch war, sozusagen das übertragen hat an euch, ohne dass ihr üben. Also es reicht dazu in Kontakt oder selbst über die Luft. Sie hat erklärt, dass man das bei Mäusen gemacht hat. Da wollte man die Population reduzieren. Man hat sie mit genau diesen Spike-Proteinen versetzt. Die sind steril geworden, hat sie dann rausgelassen in die Wildbahn wieder. Damit sind sie in Kontakt mit anderen. Und nur der Kontakt, der Körperkontakt mit anderen Mäusen sorgte dafür, dass diese Mäuse ebenfalls steril wurden. Und so hat man das von Generation zu Generation weitergemacht. Und dieses Verfahren ist bekannt und man wusste darum. Und hat mit diesem Wissen trotz allem diese Impfung eingeführt. Ja, und Frauen, die viele berichten über eine sehr starke Blutung, also die einen Menstruationszyklus haben, der völlig abnormal verläuft. Oder Nasenbluten, das ist ein Indiz, dass der Körper anfängt, diese Spike-Proteine zu produzieren. Und hier empfiehlt sie die Therapie mit Ivermectin für eine ganze Weile, um das aus dem Körper wieder rauszubekommen. What about little girls?
When well, that is a problem. So I'm going to show you a couple. If I can share my screen with you for a minute.
Absolutely.
How do I have the ability to do this?
You do. I just gave you the ability. Yeah.
Okay. Let me just share my screen. And then I'm just going to show you a couple papers that bring this out. I got so much stuff. Sorry about my screen is junky here, but.
That's okay. All right.
Okay. So I should be sharing.
Also die Lee teilt jetzt ein paar Bilder mit unserem Bildschirm. Wenn Sie diese Show auch anschauen wollen, das gibt's auf Facebook. Wo kann man diese Show jetzt parallel auch auf Facebook ansehen?
Out of this World Radio. Mhm. Ted Moore.
Oh, that's not. Hold on, I'm just gonna. Let me go forward. This isn't the one I wanted to show. Well, I'll show you. Here's the death rate last year, 2020, versus those other 5 years are down here.
Yeah.
But I'm going to show you what the this is a talk I gave about the weaponization of this. But this is here it is. This is a paper that you can find on the internet, and it is about we started talking about little girls starting to bleed after they were around vaccinated people. Older women that haven't been bleeding for years started bleeding. We kept asking for assistance and guidance. We heard nothing. The vaccination researchers knew this. This was a paper from 2015 put out by the FDA to their researchers, and it tells exactly what's going on here. You shed this for up to 10 weeks, and they know it does something bad, because guess what they said? They said we should protect people from those who got these agents. We should protect the elderly, the immune compromised, and neonates, in other words, little babies. And what are they telling us? Oh, go ahead, it's safe for pregnancy. No, it's not. This is about the Japanese study. Here is the paper I told you about the mice study. Anybody with a scientific background to read it should read that. This is from Expert Review of Vaccines in 2016, but it was published in 2015, Self-Disseminating Vaccines for Emerging Infectious Diseases. This tells you all about this. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Now,
go ahead, and then I want to show you one more slide. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Was sie uns jetzt gerade gezeigt hat, war von 2015. Ich hatte jetzt gefragt, wie sieht es denn bei kleinen Mädchen aus, inwieweit, wenn sie dieses Shedding abbekommen. Und es gibt wirklich Studien dazu. Und wir haben jetzt die Fälle, dass kleine Mädchen schon ihre Periode bekommen, bluten. Genauso wie ältere Frauen, die eigentlich schon längst in der Menopause sind und plötzlich wieder anfangen mit ihrer Blutung. Und es gibt ein Dokument dazu von 2015, was genau dieses Shedding erklärt. Und was ebenfalls erklärt, dass man, wenn Menschen behandelt werden mit dieser Art von Impfung, was auch immer sie ist, andere Menschen von ihnen ferngehalten werden müssen, um diese jene zu schützen vor dem Shedding, die diese Menschen innerhalb, glaube ich, der ersten 10 Wochen sind die wohl so ansteckend damit. Und dann haben wir noch ein zweites Papier gesehen, da ging es um die Mäuse, was wir vorhin angesprochen hatten, dieses Experiment mit den Mäusen, das kann man sich ebenfalls nachlesen auf pubmed.gov von 2015.
Also ist das Shedding jetzt genauso gefährlich? Also haben wir uns jetzt über Shedding angesteckt? Also nicht jetzt, oder ist das egal jetzt?
Ja, ihr habt euch über Shedding angesteckt.
Und das Shedding nennt man es dann, wenn der schon geimpft ist. Also
derjenige, der geimpft
also
ist,
nicht durch, wurden nicht von einem Virus angesteckt, sondern von seinen Spike-Proteinen, die er erzeugt hat.
Richtig, ja.
Okay. Ist das jetzt harmloser? Das wäre eine wichtige Frage.
What is more, is it the same way dangerous like the shot to get shedded or is?
I don't think it's probably. I think there's. It's not dose. It's not dosed as much. You know, when you get the shot, you're going to get trillions of these things.
Yeah.
But again, if your immune system doesn't fight off even the shedding, it will reproduce to some degree. Apparently, it does. So, I know this because we've had people almost die. Go to the one of my doctor friends, a prayer group. One person came in that was vaccinated. Everyone there got sick. Her husband was almost died. He was in the ICU for a long time. Mm-hmm. So some people don't do as well with the shedding as others. I had a nosebleed and a little bit of diarrhea. But the worrisome one is the young girls and people, women of childbearing age. We've had some miscarriages. Abnormal bleeding in a woman of childbearing age says it's somehow damaging their reproductive system.
Right.
Also was sie sagt, es ist, mit der Impfung erhältst du natürlich das zigtausendfache mehr an diesem Zeug. Generell schafft es dein Körper, wenn er gesund ist, wenn er gestärkt ist, das Shedding wieder selber zu lösen im Körper. Aber es gibt eben genügend Fälle, wo es nicht gelungen ist. Und gerade eben die jungen, kleine Mädchen oder ältere Damen, die konnten es nicht schaffen. Und das Shedding hat eben zum Beispiel zu diesen Blutungen, menstrualen Blutungen wieder geführt. Mhm. Ja, also es sollte trotz allem vermieden werden.
Mm-hmm. And isn't that the goal of the program is to reduce populations? So it would make sense that it targets women's ovaries. Perhaps I've heard of men having dead sperm as well. Many
right.
And also there's a couple this past summer. There were like 20,000 cases of men and women losing their eyesight, losing their hearing, or both as a result of the shot. I mean, talk about awful.
Right.
You know.
Besides dying.
Besides dying. Yeah. If they live, they'd have.
So what we're talking about is just one aspect of these vaccines. And that's the problem is that the spike protein itself, what they gave us theoretically to make us immune to COVID, it doesn't make you immune to COVID. It does something else. And what it appears to do is in some people sterilize them and other people, it just makes them sick unto death. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just, and it damages their nerves. It increases cancer rates. It does a lot of bad things, but it doesn't do the one thing they sold it to us for.
Mm-hmm. Also die Impfung an sich, die uns ja dargestellt wird, als sie schützt uns vor Covid, macht alles andere, aber nicht das. Sie führt in vielen Fällen zu Unfruchtbarkeit, weshalb sie auch für Frauen im gebärfähigen Alter, die sich nicht impfen lassen, aber trotzdem durch Shedding unfruchtbar werden können. Deswegen auch hier Vorsicht. Es führt in vielen Fällen zu Blindheit, zu Taubheit und zu anderen Nebenwirkungen, die so weit führen können, dass sie den Menschen bis hin zum Tod bringen können. Das ist das, was die Impfung eigentlich verursacht.
And again, go ahead.
Dr. Merritt, have you heard of the black-eyed babies being born as a result of this?
Yes. We're seeing them now. I mean, I haven't personally seen one, but right. We're seeing not just one picture, but multiple. Remember, we had one picture. We have multiple pictures now of this and hearing from mothers of these children. And so I do think it's to alter us, to depopulate us.
Right.
There's multiple things. But those of us who haven't taken the vaccine, the question is, what do we do to protect ourselves?
Right.
And I would say, here's the thing. I think we absolutely need to protect the unborn, pregnant women, women of young, our young people, the next generation of people. My kids are older, okay? And if they were small today, I wouldn't put them in public schools anymore.
Right.
I'm too nervous about that, especially little girls, but probably little boys. And honestly, homeschooling works. We found that out in America. We do a lot of it, and it works very well.